Three more tiny homes for homeless veterans have been built on Syracuse's south side. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, these are in addition to the first two homes that the nonprofit group A Tiny Home for Good finished earlier this year.
At the ribbon-cutting ceremony was Dolphus Johnson, who has been volunteering to help build these new tiny homes. He was also one of the nonprofit's first residents and has been living in a tiny home for about 3 to 4 months now.
Very excellent, respectful, the neighbors are respectful.
The neighbors were just one concern for the nonprofit, which has been fighting to make this dream a reality since 2014.
Neighbors really weren't happy about our idea. It just came down to the stigma that surrounds homelessness.
Andrew Lunetta, the executive director of A Tiny Home for Good, says he worked for years in homeless shelters and frequently saw people move out and in a matter of months move back in.
Because the places they moved into were, you know, too expensive or just unsafe, really didn't provide any sort of positive foundation. So I thought that there's so much vacant land and kind of fell in love with the tiny home movement and combined the two together.
The nonprofit received a lot of help from corporations such as construction company Hainer Hoyt, who engaged subcontractors to provide free to low-cost labor and materials. Seven more units are expected to be built in the spring on Syracuse's south side, and more on the near west side could open next fall. They will be open to not just veterans, but anyone who is homeless. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.